Earth and Sky.
Researchers are recovering the lost voice of the Neanderthals after 30,000 years of silence. Neanderthals were humans' closest cousins. Now their vocal tract has been reconstructed. Here's Robert McCarthy, an anthropologist at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton.
What I and my colleagues did is to try to predict where the voice box and where the hyoid bone and the tongue would have been positioned in the throats of Neanderthals and other fossil hominids.
A computer synthesizer imagined how the Neanderthal E would have sounded. Compare that to our human E. That E is the difference between saying bit and beat. Neanderthals wouldn't have been able to voice that distinction, meaning their speech was likely less expressive than ours.
It might have been a little bit slower, it might have been a little bit more difficult to perceive in the sense that there might have been maybe more errors, but I think they could have had a very complex spoken language.
McCarthy hopes to simulate an entire sentence of Neanderthal speech. Although they were way ahead of Shakespeare's time, he would like to have the Neanderthals quote Hamlet, "What a piece of work is man." I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.